I had the pleasure of interviewing your colleague, Jeff Weber, and there are a few things that he said to me that are still spinning around my brain that I want to run by you. A couple of them are very practical clinically, but one that I've been really starting to hear about and I think is really fascinating, again, just sort of globally, always interested in picking your brain, is the so-called microbiome. He was telling me about, I know there was some stuff presented at ASCO, and particularly as it relates to checkpoint inhibitors. Can you talk about kind of what your view is of this and where you think it's heading?
Yeah. Your microbiome has been considered now as potentially having a lot to do with how cancers form in the first place, potentially responsiveness to various kinds of therapy. I'm interested in all that, but I would tell you that the immunotherapy setting, in my mind, has got to be the area in which microbiome would have the most influence.
Seems like it.
Because, I mean, put it this way, you know, the branch of the immune system that we are modulating with these drugs is right at the borderline, if you will, of the gut, where microbial infiltration is an all-day, everyday reality, right? So we're defending ourselves against pathogens in the gut as just part of our everyday business. And the immunosuppressive mechanisms that exist to protect us from an overly exuberant immune attack there are, again, just part of normal biology. So when we come in with, you know, in this case, you know, the immune checkpoints, and that we see colitis as, you know, the most common life-threatening consequence, I think, you know, you shouldn't be shocked to see that, given that, again, this same branch of the immune system is so active at the mucosal boundary. So, but your point about microbiome, you know, if you alter the microbiome, so now you're altering, you know, that kind of host defense composition or its state of kind of alarm and attack, I think the likelihood that that has ramifications in terms of what the immune system can then do or not do in terms of mounting an anti-tumor effect, to me, is very logical. Now, having said that, you know, the data that's being generated in these early studies, you know, is basically just trying to decode the entire universe of the microbiome in the gut, which is just inordinate numbers of organisms that exist there. To me, this feels one step away from whole genome sequencing in the sense that you probably have to look at large populations to be able to try to understand, you know, whether there's a subgroup that has a different microbiome makeup that would really powerfully influence likelihood of response, you know, or long-term benefit from these therapies. But I think it's really, you know, it is a very logical thing to me that microbiome, how it relates to immune defenses at the gut boundary, and then the systemic effect of these drugs are very logical steps. But we're going to have to nail down beyond phenomenology, real mechanism that would actually support changing it, right? I mean, actually thinking about giving either supplements to alter the microbiome, potentially even antibiotics to mold it, if you will, in a desired way. And we're a long way away from that. We don't even yet know what the microbiome phenotype is that we would be trying to create, but that's what the early work will aim to demonstrate.
Well, that's really fascinating. I never thought about this idea of the immune system in the gut dealing with the bacteria.
And liver right behind that. I mean, this is, again, you know, the biliary tree deals with bacterial infiltration, you know, all day, every day. You know, it's the second most active site of host defense, if you will, against, you know, our, you know, commensal organisms that we live with. And again, that's the second most important site in terms of autoimmune toxicity when we give a PD-1 antibody is the liver. And again, these mechanisms are part of tamping down these branches of the immune system, and perhaps then, you know, not surprising that all of these dots potentially connect. So understanding gut microbiome is going to be critical. There's others that are, you know, starting to interrogate skin microbiome, try to understand if there's some, you know, relevance there, at least in terms of, you know, having relevance to cutaneous toxicity, which of course is even more common than gut and liver, usually not life-threatening, obviously, but still a very common feature of these checkpoint antibodies.
It's interesting to view toxicity within the idea of this sort of, you know, normal physiology that's going on.